Okay. We're starting in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the end of the fourth line. Rabbi Alexandri Bosset Tzlusi Amahachi. Rabbi Alexandri, after he davened, would say, Yiratzon Fnecha Hashem Elokeinu. It should be your will, Hashem, Shekamidenu B'Keren Oiri, should put us in the corner of light, V'altamidenu B'Keren Chashoicha, not in darkness. In other words, we should have a light for life. We should have a great life. V'Yid V'Libeinu, we shouldn't have any heartache. V'Yeshcho Anenu, our eyes shouldn't be dark. Ikud Amri, Horab Hamnuni Matzlo. This tefillah wasn't Rav Alexandri's tefillah, rather was Rav Hamnuna's tefillah. What was Rav Alexandri's tefillah? Rav Alexandri Basa the Matzli Amahach, Rabban Ha'olamim, Goli V'idul Lefanecha, Hashem, you know, Shiritzenenu Lasis Ritzoincha, that really, what does a Jew want to do? He wants to do what God's will is. However, Mima Akiv, what holds him back from doing that? Sar Shabi'isa. Sar Shabi'isa means the yeast and dough. What does yeast do to dough? What yeast does to dough is it agitates it. It makes it rise. So too the Yetzirah agitates us to do the wrong thing. V'shibud Malchus. Shibud Malchus is that we live in Golus and we have all sorts of tzaras. So Mefarshim explained, there's two things. Sometimes we don't do mitzvahs, asay, and sometimes we're over mitzvahs los asay. The Yetzirah, the tzar Shabi Isa, makes us be over the los asays. And the Shibud Malchus, the Golus, prevents us from doing the mitzvahs asay. We can't do mitzvahs atluyus baris or other things because we're in these situations. So we daven to Hashem, Yiratzon Fenecha, may be your will, Shetatzlenu Miyadam, you should save us. V'nosh of Lasas Chukei Ritzonecha, we should be able to do all your commandments. Belev of Sholem, Belev of is both the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs lois asay. Rav Basa Tzlusa Amahachi. This is what Rav's tefillah was. Elokai. Till I was created, it wasn't worth being created. And the Mashal explains, because the Gemara Masechta Erevin says that everybody agreed, it would have been better that a person should be created. Why? Because there are more mitzvahs lois asay than mitzvahs asay. So we're closer to einish, we're closer to getting a punishment than we are to schar, because we're more likely to do aveira. And now that I was created, because I was created to do mitzvahs, and I'm not doing what I was supposed to. I'm dust as I live. And certainly, when a person passes on, I am in front of you, like a vessel full that's just embarrassed for his averis. Yiratzon Fenecha Hashem Elokai, may be your will, Shleiech Da'oid, I should no longer do averis, or Masha Chetosi Lefenecha, and the averis that I already did, Meroik Berachmecha Rabim, you should erase with your great Rachmanis, Avloi Ayidei Surim V'chloim Roim, V'chas V'shom, not through all sorts of tzoros and diseases. V'hana Vidu D'Rav Amnun Azuti, this was the Vidu D'Rav Amnun Azuti said, B'yom T'Kippuri, and it is actually what we say on Yom Kippur in the Tefillah after Al Chait. Two things. The first thing is we say, Avloi Ayidei Yisurim V'chaloim Roim. That Hashem, first a person says, especially in Yom Kippur, first you say all the Al Chaits. You go through the whole Alabase with all the various you've done. And now you admit that you're not so great. And then you say, but Hashem, just wipe it out, clean the slate. How does a person have the right to ask for that? So I heard many times from Shalom Shvadron, he points out the word roim. A person isn't saying that I deserve that, it should just make believe nothing happened. But you know, there are all sorts of problems a person can have. A person wants to take a quarter out of his pocket and instead he takes out a dime. It's not what you wanted, but it isn't that bad. It's a lot better than being chas v'shalom sick. So we say, if we have to have yisurim, they shouldn't be roim. They shouldn't be bad ones. They should be good yisurim. And also, how could a person daven that Hashem should take away his yetzahara? Shleiach da'oid. We know that hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi yirushmayim. Yirushmayim is in Hashem's hands. So Mefarshim explained that we ask Hashem to give us the circumstances that we shouldn't do averus. So we're in the right environment. We have the right friends. We have panosa. It's much easier not to do averus. Continues the Gemara. Ma'abrei d'ravina kam m'saim t'slusei. Ma'abrei d'ravina when he finished davening amahocha. Alakai n'tzol l'shonim erah. Hashem, watch my tongue from saying wrong. my lips from speaking deceit. So the Vilna Gaon explains, what's the difference between raw and mirma? Raw is something that's obviously bad. Mirma means to fool. It sounds good, but it's really bad. Those that curse me, I should remain silent. I should be like dust. So Tosfos explains what it means, I should be like dust. Just like dust, the earth remains forever. I should remain forever. I should have children and generations. Psach libi b'sarasacha, open my heart to your Torah. Of mitzvah of nafshi, I should run after doing your mitzvahs. B'satzileinu mipegaroth, save me from bad mishaps. Meyetzahara, from the Yetzirah, Mishra, from a bad wife, or Mekol Rois, a Mekshachus, love of Olam, for anything bad that happens in this world. The Kalachosh Molei Ra, if anybody thinks bad about me, Mehera, Haferet, Sosom, quickly extinguish their thoughts. The Kalkam, Mekshachtam, ruin their bad plans. Yul, Aratzen, and Refi, Vagyu, and Libel, Fenecha, what I ask and what I think in front of you should may be your will to fulfill it. Hashem, Tzuri, Vagoyali. And this is what we talk to say every day B'Shemoneh Esrei. So we're just going to stop here for a moment, since we're in the middle of all the tefillas that the Meroyim and the Tanoim said after they davened. What are we supposed to do? So the halacha is as follows: a person, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, has the right during the brach of Shmei Tefillah to make any personal request that he has. But the Mishnah Berurah says that during Shmei Tefillah, one shouldn't be lengthy in those requests. He should be bekitzer, he should be short. If somebody has, not that you shouldn't have a daven to Hashem, chas v'sholom, but those should be left for the end of Tefillah. And what he says you should do is, and that's what we do, after we make the bracha, mevarchas amo yisro b'sholom, we should say, yul ratzon im refi. What do you accomplish? Because if you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, and the bat Tefillah already begins, chazaras hashatz, you will be able to answer Amen and say Kedusha. And at that point, you could say as many tefillahs as you want. Just at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, at the end of those tefillahs, you should again say Yul Ratzon Im Refi, because that marks your completion of the Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah also says that although it's always preferable to daven in Hebrew and Lashon Kodesh, if a person feels more comfortable to express himself to Hashem in any language, Hashem understands all languages. He also brings down the minig, and a lot of people have this minig, that during that part of davening, you should say a pasuk that begins with the same letter as your name and the ends with the same letter as your name ends. All the siddurim have those pasukim printed. It's a school that says that you'll be remembered by Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Rav Sheshis Kaviyos V'Taneser. Rav Sheshis, when he used to fast, Boston Matzim, when he finished davening Amar Hakul. Rebbein Olamim, Golul Lefanecha, you know, there's Mach Beis Midrash Kayim, when the Beis Midrash stood, Adam Chayt, if a person did an Aveira, or Makrif Carbon, and he brought a carbon, and that's how he had a Kapara. Veim Akrim Amenu, but what is brought from an animal as a carbon? Chelboy, the fats, V'Domoy, the blood that's Nizrak on the Mizbeach, that's sprinkled on the Mizbeach, U'Miskapoloy, and that's how the person has a Kapara. V'Achshav, now we Taka don't have Karbonis, but your shafti batanis, I sent in a tanis, nismat chelbi vidami, I lost fat, I lost blood, the person didn't eat all day. You rots on finecho, so maybe you will, she chelbi vidami, shnismat, the blood and the fat that diminished for me, kil kraftul finecho, al gabi mizbeach, it should be as if I brought my own fat, my own blood on the mizbeach, v'tertseni, and you should be moichlami. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan kab misayim safer the iyov. When Rabbi Yochanan finished iyov, so firstly, what made Eov special in Rabbi Yochanan's eyes? Two things. Number one, Eov, with all of his issues, always had a good reputation. And that we'll see is an important part of Rabbi Yochanan's tefillah. The other thing is we know that Eov's children died. We learned early in the Masechta, Rabbi Yochanan said, Dein Groma da Sirabir. He used to walk around and say, this was my 10th child that I lost. So Rabbi Yochanan found himself very much in common with Eov. It's also interesting that the Pnei Yeshua, and Rav Moshe Feinstein speak about this, here you see that a scene was made on one Sefer of Navi. He finished Sefer Eov, and he already made a Siyam. So Rav Moshe says, are you allowed to make a Siyam on one Sefer? He says, if you learned it like Rabbi Yochanan learned it, with all the Mefarshim, and learn it in depth, not just to daven it up, you can make a Siyam. And it's interesting, I saw a tshuva from the Klaus Magareb in the Divrei Yatziv, he asks, what is the shiur when you make a siyum? You have to finish Shas, you have to finish Masechta, you have to finish a Perek. So he says a very nice thing. He says, you make a siyum based on when you're happy. So if you're happy when you finish the Perek, it's a big accomplishment, children in school. So when you finish the Perek, they make a siyum, because it's a big accomplishment. If you're happy when you finish a Masechta, you make it a Masechta. The siyum is not dependent on how much you learned, it's dependent on how you feel when you finished what you learned. So Rabbi Yochanan Kabbalah Sayyim Sar for the E of Amahochi, he said like this, Soif Adam Lomus, every person is going to die. The Soif Behem L'Shchita, and a behemah is going to end up to be geshocht and slaughtered. Interesting, the place can bring from here, Soif Behem L'Shchita, what's the halacha? Let's say you have a behemah, and you're selling it to a non-Jew, to a guy. He doesn't have to eat kosher meat. Could you kill the animal, or should you shecht the animal? If from here they bring a raya, you should always try to shecht an animal, even if you know it's not going to be eaten for kosher. For hakol amisa amamdim, everybody is going to leave the world. Asher mishagod b'tayra. Lucky is the person, fortunate is the person who grew up learning Torah, grew up in a house of Torah, v'mal b'tayra, and he spends his time learning Torah. V'ois nachas liyotzrei, he brings nachas to the one that created him, to Hashem. V'godol b'shem toiv, he lived his life with a good reputation. V'nifta b'shem toiv, and he makes it through his whole life with that good reputation. V'ol of Amma Shloima, and regarding such a person, Shlomo HaMelech said, "Toiv shem mishem toiv." A good reputation is better than anything else. V'yomim avos v'yomim voldeh. But the reputation you look is when he leaves the world, because a person comes to the world, he comes to the world with a clean slate. We all start clean. The kunz is to make it through all the way. Miragli b'pumid Ramei. Ramei had a motto. He used to say, "Gemar b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshcha." Study with your whole heart and with your whole neshama. L'dasis terachai, to try to understand Hashem's ways. U'lishkoi al dalsi terasi, to spend time. Lishkoi means shkida. That means you should put in effort, be a masmid in learning Torah. Yitzar terascha b'lipcha, watch the Torah should remain in your heart. Don't forget, the neged einecha tiyu yirasi, constantly yirushimayim should be in front of your eyes. Shmar picha mikol chait, watch your mouth from sin, from saying the wrong thing. V'tar v'kadish atzmecha, and purify and sanctify yourself. Mikol ashma v'oven, from all aveira. And the Mashal quotes the Ramban in Parashas Kedoshim. How do you get to that? Kadish atzmecha b'mutalach, that you should sanctify yourself, even though something is permissible. You shouldn't, just because it's permissible doesn't mean you should do it. You should go the extra mile. If you live your life that way, Hashem will always be with you. Miragli v'pamayi the Rabbanan the Yavna. The Rabbanan and Yavna used to say, Ani beria, I was created. V'chaveri beria, we were all created. But now let's compare ourselves. Ani malachti be'ir, I'm fortunate he sat and learned in yeshiva, that my job is in the city. I don't have to travel, I just have to go to yeshiva, to besmedrish. V'hu malachti besada, he has to go travel for business. I get up early to learn, and he gets up to learn. He's not jealous of my job. I'm not jealous of his position. You'll say, you know why I learn and he doesn't? Because I can learn a lot. I have the ability to learn. He doesn't have the ability to learn that much. That's why he doesn't learn. So he says, that's never an excuse for not learning. Because Shanina, we learned, Echra Mabe Vachem Mamet, it doesn't make a difference how much, Umbach, Yicham, Alib, L'Shmaim, the main thing is that you should have in mind to do what Hashem wants. And the same thing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says is in Stuck also. A person shouldn't say, you know, I can't give a big donation because I don't have that much. A person should give and do what he can. That's all Hashem asks from us. Miragli B'Pumed Abaya. Abaya used to say, a person should be cunning. You have to be smart. You have to figure out ways how to be Yerushmayim. Manarach, you should respond to people with a soft voice. Meshav Chema, try to stay calm. Don't get angry. Omar B'Shalmim Echav, you should live peacefully with your brothers, with your relatives, with everybody. Even with a non-Jewish person who you meet in the street, that you should be beloved by Shemayim, by Hashem, but Nechman Alamati, you should be beloved in this world. The Mekubal Abriyas, everybody should enjoy you and say that this is a good person. Amalav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said regarding Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shleik Dima Adam Shalom Olam. There's nobody that ever said Shalom to him first. He was always careful to say Shalom first, a feeling Nachri B'Shuk, even to a non-Jew. he was always first. And the Meiri says even a non-Jew who he didn't know, whoever he saw, he always said hello. But the Mefarshim do say, the Paiskim say, that if the person is not wearing a yarmulke, you should be careful not to say the word Shalom. Since the name Shalom we learned, and we will learn, is a Shem Hashem, so if you say Shalom to somebody, he's likely to repeat to you Shalom, and he may be using Shem Hashem, so you should say hello, hi, how you doing. The word Shalom should only be talked to a person wearing a yarmulke. Miragli b'puma de Rava. Rava used to say, Tachlis Chachma, what is the goal of all the learning? It's not just to learn, but tshuva ma'isim tovim, to become close to Hashem and do the right thing. Shleyadim kaira v'shana, it's not that a person should learn, or boy be'yavav v'imoy, and then he acts disrespectfully to his parents, or be rabbi to his rabbeim, or be shugavim menu, or somebody who's greater than him, b'chokma minyan, whether he learned more qualitatively or quantitatively. Shenema reishis chokma yiras Hashem. The first thing is, tav yiras shemaim, that's the first thing. Seicha toiv le'cholai seyem. To whoever does it, loisim loy nemer eloiseim. Who are the people that do it? Loisim lishma. To somebody who does the right thing, doesn't just learn because to be great. He does because that's what Hashem wants. For loy loisim shloy lishma. Because the Gemara says, "V'kol loisim shloy lishma." Whoever does mitzvahs and Torah shloy lishma, noich loishloy never better had he not been created. So Tosfos asks. We all know that it says in Pirkei Avos, La'olam yasek adam b'tayra mitzvah afil shloi lishma. A person should do tayra mitzvahs even shloi lishma. Shemitay shloi lishma. If you'll do it shloi lishma, eventually ba lishma. So Taisa says there are two types of shloi lishma. There's a shloi lishma that you learn that people say, you know, he's a very special person. He takes off everyday lunch to go learn. That's okay. But if a person learns so he should be able to tease other people, that's wrong. That's Shloi Lishma. However, all the Paiskim say, the Mefarshim say, even if you're learning Shloi Lishma, that is never a heter not to do mitzvahs. And that's Pshat what it says in Pirkei Avos also. V'kol Torah ain imay melacha. Any Torah that doesn't have it in melacha. So what does melacha mean? Melacha doesn't mean work. Melacha means doing mitzvahs. Seifel is bodily. If you don't do mitzvahs, there's no excuse. You maybe can say, I can't learn Torah Lishma. That's a madrega. It's a difficult madrega. But there's never an excuse not to do mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara. Miragli de Puma de Rav. Rav used to say, Loik olam haza olam haba. This world and next world, it's a little difficult to explain because we don't know what the next world is going to look like. Is machlokes rishonim? Is there going to be a step of olam haba and then your mois Mashiach? Or is it just going to be one thing, Mashiach? Whatever it will be better than this world. People won't have to eat. So again, does the shalom mean that they won't have to eat, or they won't have a yetzahara feeding? Whatever you get, whatever your wife gives you, will be good. There won't be marital relationships. You won't have to come to work to do business. There won't be jealousy. There won't be enemies. There won't be fierce competition. Al tzaddikim yoshvim, tzaddikim will sit with crowns on their heads. And they will enjoy being near the shkina. Shnema, as the pasuk says, v'yechsos lakim by kabal satayr. They saw Hashem v'yochlu v'yishdu, and they ate. So it's pshat that when they saw Hashem, they ate. They ate means they felt good. They felt satisfied. Like you feel after you had a good meal, you feel good. They felt good. And the Farshim say, the Avodas Yisrael says, what pshat to the same Bereshim? They're going to wear a crown. Well, we're all sitting with crowns on our head. Now, the crown that we're going to be wearing are the mitzvahs that we did in this world. Based on the mitzvahs that a person did in this world, that's how he's going to look in the next world. Continues the Gemara. G'dol haftoch shavticha kodesh baruch hu l'noshim. Greater is what Hashem promised to women, yoisim and anoshim, mad to men. Shenem and noshim shananois. Women who are comfortable, kumana, get up. Shmanu koili, listen to my voice, benois betuchas, the women who are confident. Hazina Rossi, listen to what I say. Amalei Rav Chia, so Rav asked Rav Chia, how will women come to this madrega? Noshim v'maika zachin, how will women come to this great madrega? B'krui b'nai l'b'dei knishta, when they take their children to yeshiva, u'basnui gavra, and they take the husbands to yeshiva, and they wait for the husband at the Osmer Rebbonin until they come home. So the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara as follows. You know, the Aramach Mitzvah Sasei, the Shesah Law Sasei, the Torah is huge. There's no one person that can Mekayim the whole Torah. Certain things are only applicable to Kohanim Leviim, certain things are only applicable in Etz Yisrael. So how could a person have a Shaychus to the whole Torah? only one way. If you learn Torah, so even if you can't do the mitzvah, but you learn, that's the concept of learning the whole Shas. You learn through the whole Torah. So that's okay for a man. He can learn. But women who will learn don't have the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So how do they get a connection to the whole Torah? So Gemara says, by them supporting their husbands and children who learn, that's how they have it. And the Tziv says, the women are much better off than the men. Because a man could come to yeshiva to learn and daven, and then he'll sit and talk to his friend, or he'll fall asleep during the shir, so he isn't learning. But the wife who takes the son to yeshiva, or the husband to yeshiva, she did her job, so even if the husband didn't learn, she's going to get the schar as if he was learning and davening the whole time. Continues the Gemara. When the Rabbanim left Rav Amri's home, yeshiva, Amalei b'Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina's yeshiva, Amalei Hok, they used to say, Alam chatir b'chayecha, you should be worthy to see your life in your lifetime whatever you need. So Rashi says you should have whatever you need in Olam Hazeh. When you leave the world, you should go to Olam Haba. But you should leave over generations. Your heart should think wisely. You should say smart things. You should always be with a song. You should always be happy. You should look forward. Your eyes should shine with Torah. And your face should shine. So your mouth should speak intelligent things. Your kidneys, where is the seat, the Gemara says, of intelligence, should think straight. Your feet should run to hear the words of the one who's the ancient. Hashem is the oldest. When they left Rav Chizda's yeshiva, v'amlei b'erav Shmuel ben Nachmeni's yeshiva, amlei hochi, alufenu musubalim, alufenu means our leaders, musubalim are burdened, we'll explain it more, and parrots v'ein tzfach b'rachav say, there won't be any breach or any crying in our street. Explains the Gemara, alufenu musubalim, Rav Shmuel, there's machloikus Rav and Shmuel, how to explain this pasuk, v'amlei the machloikus, how to explain the pasuk, was Rav Yochanan Rav Loza, charam alufenu b'tayra, our generals are tayra, and they do Torah mitzvahs. Our leaders who learn Torah and do mitzvahs, they sometimes have yisurim, and we daven to Hashem that ain't pirates. Our group should not be like the group of David. Achitofel was one of David's advisors, and then we learned the Gemara last week. He switched to become Avshalom, to join Avshalom's rebellion against David. Then Yoitzis, Shloite Yisiyosenu Kisiyata Shal Shol, our group should not be like Shol, Shiyotz Menu Doik HaDoimi, who Doik HaDoimi, who also gave Shol terrible advice, came out of group. Then Tzvach Shloite Yisiyotenu Kisiyata Shal Elisha, there should be no screaming, that our group should not be like Elisha, who was a Navi, as we also learned last week, Shiyotz Menu Gechsi, that Gechsi was Elisha's Talmud, and we learned that Gechsi did very inappropriate things. Bruchavaseinu, Shloyen Lon Ben or Talmud, we shouldn't have a child or a student, Shemachtir Tafshil V'Rabim, that Shemachtir Tafshil means he burns his path, burns what he cooks, that means that he acts inappropriately B'Rabim. Continues the Pasuk, the Gemara. There's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Shimu Elai, Yeshayahu says, listen to me, Abire Leiv, the strong of heart, Harachoike Mitztaka, that are far from charity. What's Pshat? So again, Rav Shmuel, there's a Machlokes Rav Shmuel, Vamrila and others say the Machlokes was Rav Yochanan Rav Loza. Chara Mekol Olam Kulon Niz Mitztaka. The good people are Nizin with tzedakah, the hein nizonim b'zroya, and they don't need to come out to tzedakah. Now, as we, it's not so simple that we deserve panasa because we don't always act appropriately. So when Hashem gives us panasa, it's a tzedakah, it's a charity, because Hashem is good. These people don't have to come out to charity; they deserve good panasa because they act appropriately. The Chad Omer, a different explanation, is kol ha'olam kulam nizonim b'tzchusam. The entire world. How does the world live? Because we have tzaddikim in the world that act the right way, and we all live in their schus. V'heim, however, they themselves are filled with schutz atman and nazarim. They themselves don't need, they don't get anything. They don't keep it for themselves. They just worried about other people. Rav Yehuda Merav, Damar Rav Yehuda Merav, b'chol yom v'yoyim, every day bas kol yoytz me'acharev, there's a bas kol that emanates from Har Sinai, by Marison it says, Kol oilam kulay nuzonim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Chanina b'tradni was the greatest tzaddik in his time. And he said, the whole world had panosah. The whole world survived because of him. The chanina b'ni, and what does he have? Dailoi b'kaf charuvin, he ate boxer, a measure of boxer, erev Shabbos, l'erev Shabbos. That was enough from him. So these man to Amrim all explained Abir Yalev as good people, choshev people.
This is
Chanina B'Doisa. You're right. Or Pligid Rabbi Yehuda, and this is in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda man Abir Yalev, he teaches Abir Yalev the other way. That Abir Yalev is bad people, the strong people, Gevoy Tepshoi, the foolish Gevoyim. Who are the Gevoyim? We spoke about them. The Gevoyim were a nation from the Canaanim. They came and fooled Yeshua. Instead of admitting who they were, they told Yeshua they were strangers and that they wanted to come become part of Klal Yisrael. So Yeshua told them, fine. After Yeshua found out their trick, he made them Chotvei Eitzim Mishovei Mayim, wood chappers and water people that brought the water. David HaMelech saw hundreds of years later that these people didn't get better. That they were cruel people. They were people that wanted Shaul HaMelech's children, we learned it last week also, to be killed in revenge. Since they were bad people, he said that they should never become part of Klal Yisrael. So Gemara says, look at these people. They, the Amr of Yosef Teda, look, I'll prove to you how foolish they are. The Laigayu Gyur Minayu, they live between us. They live between us, and not one of them ever became a Geir. Even though they saw how wonderful the Jewish life is, they never became a Geir. So it's obvious that they're not good people. The people who lived in Mas Machasya are the Abir Yalev. Why? The Kachazi Yikr Deraisa, they see the great cover the Torah gets, Trei Zimni B'Shata, twice a year. Because during the month of Adar and during the month of Elul, they used to have big shiurim. Because in Adar they used to teach them Hilchas Pesach, a lot of halachas about Pesach. In Elul they used to have a big shiur teaching them about Hilchas Sukkos, also a lot of halachas with the Sukkah and the Dalaminim. And Tosfos says that during those shiurim, a fire used to come down from Shemayim. It was an unbelievable sight, the Kvod HaTorah that happened there. And they saw all of this. Now one of them becomes a ger. So obviously they're not good people, because a person that had a good heart, an understanding heart, would want to be part of this. And interesting, I saw Aloch L'maisa. You know, the minig is that people have a minig not to get married at the end of the month, at the end of the Jewish month. But in Adar and Elul, they did get married the whole month. Why did they get married the whole month of Adar and Elul? Since those months were such great months, where there was so much Kavod HaTorah, fire came down from Shemayim, so those months are good months, and you're allowed, the minig is that you can make a chas in the whole month of Adar and the whole month of Elul. Continues the Gemara. We learned yesterday, Chasim Ratzel Likrois. If a chasim wanted, we were speaking about saying Krishma on the first night of the marriage, where there's an issue of concentration. So the Tanakam in our Mishnah we learned yesterday said, the Rabbanon hold, Chosim Rotzel Likros Krishma Laila Rishon, if he wants to say Krishma the first night, he feels he could concentrate, Kaira, he should. Rav Shimon Bar Gamliel, Oimer, no. Lo Kala Rotzel Litzel Hashem Yitol. Not everybody who says that he could do it. And why do we explain? Because it looks like Gaiva, that I could concentrate. Ask the Gemara, Lememra. So what do we extrapolate from our Mishnah? Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chai Shliur, he's concerned that people shouldn't act in a way as if he's a Balgaiva. Rabbanan loy Chai Shliur, and the Rabbanan aren't concerned, and that's why they say you could do it if you want. Ask the Gemara of Ibn Chishaminullah. We saw in a Mishnah, Mesech the Pesachim, just opposite, the Tanan. The Mishnah, Mesech the Pesachim, says, Makum Shinagu Lassim Loch B'Tishabov. We go after the minig, after the custom, if you're allowed to work on Tishabov. So the Mishnah says, "Makom shenagu lasim malach b'tisha b'av, in a place where there's a minhag to do malach on tisha b'av, oisim yulado. Makom shenagu shalal lasis. If the minhag in your place where you live is that people don't work on tisha b'av, ain't oisim. You shouldn't work. However, v'kam makom everywhere tamid chacham b'teilim. Tamid chacham shouldn't work. Why shouldn't they work? Because they should show that they are b'tzar, that they're in avelus for the Beis Hamikdash that was destroyed." Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "L'olam yasa kol adam atzma k'talmid chacham." Everybody can act like a talmid chacham, even if he really isn't in that madrega. So ask the Gemara, "Kash the rabbanon rabbanon." There, the rabbanon say only a talmid chacham shouldn't work if it's the minig to work. Here it says that everybody could say Krishma, so we have a contradiction in the rabbanon. Rav Shimon Gamliel just the opposite. In our Mishnah, says, "Loy kolah roitz litul sashem yitol." Not everybody can act like a talmid chacham if he wants to. And here he says in Masechta Pesachim that if you want to be a talmid chacham, no problem if you want to act that way. Kasha rabbanan rabbanan, kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Answered the Gemara, the first tarot, Amar Rav Yochanan mechlef b'sashita. So Tosfos Yontem Masechta Pesachim says we have to change the manda omrim in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel is going to be the one to say that you can't say Krishma at night, which will be in line with what he says in Pesachim, that if you don't want to work on Tisha B'Av, even if in your place everybody works, you may. And the Rabbanan will say in our Mishnah that you can't say Krishma the first night, and you also, even if you want to, and also you should work on Tisha B'Av unless you're a Talmid Chacham, if the meaning of your place is to work. Rav Shesh says we don't have to make any changes. Don't make any changes. Yet there's no question. Krishma, what's the story about Krishma? Kim the Kulam Kakara. Everybody's davening Ma'ariv. V Namikari. He's just doing what everybody else is doing. Therefore, Loi Mechsa Kiyuri doesn't look like he's a Balgaiva. He's just doing what everybody else is doing. However, by Tisha B'Av, if you live in a place where they're not working, Hocha. If everybody's keeping the kulam avdi malacha, everybody went to work, v'yu loy ka'ovit, and you, I'm not going to work because I'm a talmid chacham, that's mechsa kiyur, that looks like gaiva. So that's why the rabbanon are consistent. The Rav Shimon Gamliel are consistent, loy kasha. Chos v'kavonet tayo misa. What's the reason we said that a chosin on the first night should not say Krishma? Is because he has a tear to the mitzvah. He's preoccupied with a mitzvah, he can't concentrate. So Anan Sadi, we're sure that most people, loy matzul chavune date, they can't concentrate properly, and that's why they shouldn't say Krishma when they're chosin. Aval hocha, if you don't go to work on Tisha B'Av, it won't be because people are going to say, oh, he holds himself better. They'll say, haroi amin malachu udein loy. He doesn't have a job, he has a vacation day, or whatever. What's the raya? Puchazi kam vatloni kvishok. There are plenty of people that don't go to work on any day, not on Tisha B'Av. So the fact that somebody doesn't work does not prove that he is that he's a balgaiva, or he's trying to act something that he isn't. Two things: the Eish Lavrom says, based on this Gemara, there's a shaila if you should put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. So what happens if you come to a shul where everybody is putting on tefillin, and you don't put on tefillin, so it looks like Lysis Goyda do. It looks like you're acting different than everybody else. So the Eish Lavrom says, based on this Gemara, you could do it. Why can you do it? Because they'll say, maybe you don't have tefillin, you lost your tefillin, or maybe you have a stomach problem and you can't wear tefillin. That's why, even if everybody else is wearing tefillin, you don't have to wear tefillin. We're going to repeat, we said it yesterday, Taisva says that nowadays this din of a chassan not saying Krishma is anyway not applicable, because nowadays we don't have kavana whenever we say Krishma. So we're going to start that we can't say Krishma, we don't have kavana, we'll never say Krishma. And there's no difference of chassan or anything else, and we should say Krishma. Harun l'chay yukayra, harun l'chay yukayra, harun l'chay yukayra. Begins the Mishnah. Misha meisim mutal fun of somebody who lost one of his close relatives. What are close relatives? A father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a child. That he has to sit shiva. And the mace, we're going to learn, has not yet been buried. It's part of Krishma. He's part from Krishma, from tefillin, and from putting on tefillin, and we call mitzvah samuris b'tarif from all mitzvahs. So there's a very, very fundamental machloikus Rashi and Tosfos on this line of the Mishnah, and it has ramifications la'aloch l'maisa. Rashi learns, Misha mace part of l'ikris Krishma, l'fishu tard v'machsheves k'furasai. He can't concentrate, and he uses the example that we just were using. So according to Rashi, what's the reason that a person in this situation should not say Krishma? Because he can't concentrate. So we just finished learning, according to Tosfos, lack of concentration is not an excuse nowadays, because we never concentrate. So it come out, according to Rashi, that nowadays an oinin should say Krishma, because he anyway never concentrates adequately. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learns, the second Tosfos on this parak, B'yushalmi farish tama omer abun, k'sila matiska kol yimei chayecha, yom sha'ata oisik b'chayim. When is a person obligated to say Krishna? In days that he's busy with life. Not when he's busy with deceased people. According to Tosfos, it has nothing to do with concentration. It has to do that the pasuk says that a person who's busy with people who passed on doesn't have to say Krishna. And that's Taka Aminik. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, that people who are Einanim do not do mitzvahs, do not make brachas, do not say Krishna. Noise Amita, the people who are carrying the coffin. V'chlufeim, the people who switch off carrying it. V'chlufei chlufeim, the next shift. Eshlefnei Amita, if you did not yet carry the coffin. V'shalach Amita, and then the people who already carried. Eshlefnei Amita, if you haven't carried, and tzorech b'em, you need it, then you're potter. But v'shalach Amita, if you already carried, even if tzorech b'em, even if you still need it, because you're going to have to take a turn again, still chayovim. Veil v'elu, that's on Krishma. Veil v'elu, p'turim in a tefillah. Tefillah, anybody who has to carry the mita, as part from tefillah. So Rashi says two explanations. One explanation Rashi says is because Krishma is the Raisa, so that's why we want you to say Krishma. Tefillah, which is the Rabbanan, so we're more lenient. The other explanation Rashi is very difficult to understand. Because Rashi says Krishma has a Zman, so we're afraid you're going to miss the Zman. Mashenkin Tefillah doesn't have a Zman, which is difficult to understand because we know there's Zman Tefillah also. So what's Rashi mean there's no Zman? So Mefarshim explain Rashi like this. If somebody missed the Zman Krishma, he can't make it up. Mashenkein tefillah, we learned that we will learn as tashlumim. If you miss shachris, you could have a mincha. That's why we're more makel by tefillah than by Krishna. Kavras ames, that ames was buried. The chazru, and now they're going back from the kvura, where they make a shura to be menachem oval. Im yecholim lahaschul legmar. If the people who are going to the shura can begin and complete seeing Krishna, actually gil the shura until they get to row yeschilu. So they should do it. But if they can't, lo yeschilu. Ha'ayim b'shura, now they're in the row. It's ha'pnimim, the people who are facing the velim, and the velim may speak to them directly, a potter, because they're busy with the mitzvah of nichum velim, and they're potter from Krishma. However, v'chitzayim, the people who are removed, that the velim won't see and speak to them anyway, they should stand where they're standing, and chayovim say Krishma.